part of an offense that's this dominant? Seven possessions, seven touchdowns, and yourself included?
Now, I'm going to let you ask that question again. Have I ever been on an offense that dominant?
98 Vikings.
All right. 98 Vikings still hold the record for the most points in the season. So does that answer your question?
How about one game?
One game?
Yeah.
I've had pretty good games.
Those Vikings might have about 2 weeks left at the rate you're going right now.
Oh. Nah, man, it was a, you know, just as far as, you know, the preparation, you know, coming off a bye week. And, you know, Coach Belichick put us through it. And, I mean, he really, really put us through it. And it was a hard week, and it really was. You know, really mentally. And by us coming off a bye week and really not knowing what to expect, definitely me on a Monday. He tore our heads off Monday. He tore our heads off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then we play on Sunday. Yeah, so it was just a big week, man, emotional week, because just for the fact that, you know, he put so much emphasis on making sure we're ready to play and, you know, not, you know, being satisfied with being 9-0 coming off a bye week. So, you know, he put it through us this week, man, and I got to commend him on that, because not many head coaches will really, you know, bite down hard and put their team through the work that he put us through, man, and it surely paid off.
How important was it to get off to a good start? It seems like, you know, you hushed the crowd out there tonight, and you guys really got off to a good start tonight.
Well, it's just, you know, Coach Belichick is to blame, man. Y'all, don't ask me, don't ask Tommy. You ask Coach Belichick. I mean, like I said, man, he put us through a hell of a week, man. I mean, physically and mentally. And, you know, for us to come out and put on a show like we did tonight, man, that means that, you know, he's doing something right and everybody is buying into what he's selling. So that's a good thing, and hopefully we got Philly next week. So we start from there, and we'll leave it at that.
Randy, you get one or two and you think, wow, just let, you know, keep it coming to me, because I'm on a roll here. Do you feel like that?
Nah, I don't really, you know, consider myself as selfish. You know, Tommy's always said, you know, he's going to the open receiver. But at sometimes, you know, the coach does call, you know, plays for individuals. So, you know, the thing, you know, the whole offense executed, and it started with the offensive line. You know, they came out and set the tempo, and that was, they gave Tommy some time to throw, and, you know, we had to catch the ball. So, you know, hats off. It starts up front. The offensive line, you know, done their job, and then it just trickled on down to everybody else. So, you know, hats off to them.
You dropped one pass, and then he went right back to you for the touchdown. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Just part of the game. I mean, you're not going to catch them all. You're going to drop a few. You're not going to catch them all. So that was just faith, you know, just having faith in me and you know, coming back to me. And that's the only thing I really, really wanted to do. You know, I dropped the ball. I didn't really get down on myself, but, you know, I knew it was a crucial drop. And, you know, I just really wanted to come back and make a play. I didn't know when the opportunity was going to come my way again. But, you know, luckily it came to the very next play. So that's a good thing.
Brent, you've had a lot of records in your NFL career. What does it mean to play in 10 games and already set the Pats single season TD record, and you got 16 on the season?
I've never been a fan of records. You know, I learned at a young age that, you know, records are meant to be broken. And, you know, I've never, you know, lived on, you know, records or my name in a record book or anything like that. I think we have a goal, and the goal is to be still playing in January. So, you know, it starts with the Eagles, like I said, and, you know, after that we can look down the road, but we can't until we, you know, play Philadelphia.
Randy, can this offense play any better?
Can this offense play any better? Of course we can. I just think that, you know, from an execution standpoint, with all 11 guys executing, you know, it's no telling, you know, what we can do. But, you know, that's why, you know, Coach Belichick never lets up on us. You know, that's why we practice hard. That's why he puts us in pads and things like that, man. So you have a coach that really has the passion and desire and the love for the game of football. And, you know, he puts players in positions that love the game. And, you know, you can't ask for anything more. You want guys out there that's hungry. And that's what Coach Belichick puts on the field, some hungry football players. And, you know, that's a guy you want to play for.
You said he put you through it this week. What was the first thing you had?
That humble pie. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. He put that humble pie on us. Actually, it was a humble pie casserole. It wasn't really a pie. So, you know, he, you know, just being the coach that he is and really not letting us get too ahead of ourselves. But, you know, coming off a bye, you know, we played Indy.
Yeah.
For 9-0. So, you know, I really commend him for that. You know, really, you know, having straight tunnel vision, not just for himself, but for the whole team. And, you know, it paid off today. So, you know, I've always known Coach Belichick to be a hell of a coach. I consider him the greatest coach ever. But, you know, I didn't really expect, you know, the week, the preparation he put us through. I've never been through that. So actually it was for us to come out and win this game the way we done, the way we did is actually something to really smile about.
Randy, Terrell Owens had 4 touchdowns today. Did you see that, or was that any motivation for you?
Yeah, I seen the real 81. I see the real 81. I think he had 170, or like 170 yards, like 4 touchdowns, something like that. Yeah, I seen the real 81. But I'd really,
the know, original 81 wasn't bad, right?
No, not really. I don't really, you know, get into that. You know, it's something, you know, I have a job to do. I have to go out and block and catch balls. And, you know, to go out here and try to duplicate or do something better than a receiver did on Sunday, it's not my game, and I don't want to do that.